Since the dawn of time, mankind has embarked on an endless quest for knowledge. Now, the time has come for players to put their intellect to the test in the ultimate mental arena where only the most cerebral among us will emerge victorious. This is Literal Genius.
Hey everyone, it's Literal Genius. I'm your quizmaster, John Norton. I have been joined all month by Ralph and James from Live Action Star Wars, and we are tied to all going into our final topic, this patron's bonus episode. Thank you very much for listening to this as a patron supporter. First of all, thank you guys for doing this according to plan. You know, winning 2-2, and then we have to do these five episodes. It works out perfectly.
I mean you're after having such a commanding lead, I thought I'd just make it interesting for those last ones. So, you
know. Well, yeah. this is how it goes. It's all going to come down to this final mystery topic, which I think this one really is going to be a mystery, at least at this point. We'll see with round one topics if you might get a little bit of a hint of what we're covering. But, I mean, this is it. We say, you know, we bring on two people who have something of a score to settle. They want to know who is the true trivia champion, and it's all going to be determined right now. James, I know you're pretty nervous. Talk me through your thoughts.
I mean, my hand hasn't stopped shaking for a week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
All right, Ralph, how are you feeling?
Good. I've been hitting the books. I'm trying to predict what the mystery topic is, and this one has been tough.
All right. Well, let's see if you can get a little bit of a clue here. Round one is our general knowledge round. Three topics that in one way or another are going to tie into this mystery topic. Give you a little bit of a clue. You can start playing strategy now, especially if you have an idea what might be coming down the pike. Ralph, since it's round number five here on our month, so you have control with these three categories. We have classic arcade games, comics turned cartoons, and Turtle Power. So, Ralph, what do you like in the sounds of?
I like classic arcades.
I like classic arcades too, and I hope James does as well, because we've got six questions, 1 point for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal. Let's find a winner, starting right now. Question number one, classic arcade games, goes to you, Ralph. This 1978 shoot-em-up game drew inspiration from previous gaming titles, such as Breakout, as well as science fiction films, such as War of the Worlds and Star Wars.
I'm going to go with Space Invaders.
Space Invaders is correct. 1 point for Ralph, starting us off very nicely. And question number two goes to James. This amphibious arcade classic arrived in 1981 and has since spawned countless remakes and sequels, as well as arguably the greatest Seinfeld scene in the show's history.
Frogger.
Yeah, Frogger's correct. 1-1, starting us off pretty well. Question number three, over to Ralph. Who says sports have to be realistic? Certainly not this 1993 arcade entry by Midway, which got 90s kids across the country saying, "He's on fire," and boom shakalaka.
The NBA Jam.
It's a slam jam.
Because he's on a roll.
All right, over back to James for question number four. Ralph currently up 2-1. James, arguably the most famous light gun game ever made, the first entry into this franchise hit arcades in 1996, where, along with Resident Evil, it is credited with popularizing the zombie genre. And at least in this first edition, there was no typing required.
It's House of the Dead.
It is House of the Dead. We're tied up 2-2. Very nice. Ralph, question number five. Released nearly a decade after Robotron 2084, the plot of this 1990 dual-stick shooter centers around a dystopian television show during the then-future year of 1999.
That would be Smash TV.
Yes, it would. Can we do a perfect category? We'll find out. Question number six, back to James. This 1981 title from Atari, called both Aliens and Vortex in various prototype stages, was originally meant to be a first-person reimagining of Space Invaders, and ended up being one of the first video games to use vector graphics, giving the player the illusion of three-dimensional gameplay.
I remember playing this. Commander? Tank Commander?
Q Can't do it. Ralph, can you steal?
Tempest.
Tempest is correct.
Am I thinking of the right game, though? Like, green no. line? No. Okay.
But it's that, it's those graphics, like the original Star Wars also had, like, those vector graphics.
All right, so after the first round here, we got 4-2. Ralph able to get a little bit ahead there with that final steal. But James, we go over to you now with comics turned cartoons or Turtle Power. Which do you want to go?
I'm going to go with comics turned cartoons.
Okay, comics turned cartoons.
Previously worked in comic book shops.
All right, there we go.
And I'm a cartoon.
All right, question number one going to you, James. Even diehard Jim Carrey fans may not know that one of his classic 90s films began as a late 80s comic by Dark Horse, and following the film had a 3-season animated run featuring more of Stanley Ipkiss and his faithful dog, Milo.
That'd be The Mask.
That would be The Mask. Ralph now up 4 points to James's 3. We'll see if you can extend it here with question number 2. Ralph, Sabrina the Teenage Witch marks another 90s classic that began with pen and ink. Its cartoon adaptation, Sabrina the Animated Series, actually starred the sister of this actress who played Sabrina in the live-action series.
So I want the actress who played it in the live-action series.
That's all I'm looking for, yeah.
Melissa Joan Hart.
That is correct. Your sister Emily, Emily Hart, did the voice of Sabrina in the animated series. There we go. Ralph now up 5-3. James, back over to you for question number 3. Patrick Warburton starred in the short-lived satirical series as the voice of the titular character created by cartoonist Ben Edlin in 1986 as a mascot for a Boston-area comics chain.
We were just talking about this off show, I think, fairly recently. That would be The Tick.
Of course, The Tick is correct. James narrowing the lead. 4 points now to Ralph's 5. Ralph, see if you can keep it going here. Question number 4. Writer Lowell Cunningham and illustrator Sandy Crothers began this intergalactic franchise in the comic world that went on to spawn 4 films and 4 seasons of an animated series that aired from 1997 to 2001.
The Men in Black.
Black suit's coming. Nod your heads. That's right.
Ooh.
Ralph now up 6 points to James's 4. Back over to you, James. Question number 5. This internationally famous teenage reporter and adventurer, who has had multiple animated offerings as well as a film by Steven Spielberg, was created all the way back in 1929 by Belgian cartoonist Hergé for a youth supplement in a local newspaper.
Tintin.
Yeah, appropriate that the non-American gets the Tintin question, I think.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, where's the Steve, the Sam, not Sam Jackson, the Peter Jackson one? That was meant to be a sequel, right?
Right. I'd like to see the Sam Jackson one, though.
That'd be amazing.
All right, Ralph, finish us off. Question number 6. This tough but intelligent police detective debuted in comic form October 4th, 1931 in the Detroit Mirror, thanks to cartoonist Chester Gould, and originally went by the first name Plainclothes.
That would be Dick Tracy.
Plain clothes Tracy. That's right. It doesn't really have quite the same edge to it that Dick Tracy does. At the end of round 1, Ralph up 7 points to James's 5. Very, very tight going into round 2. So we've got comics turned cartoons, we've got arcade games, but more importantly, we've got some Turtle Power coming your way. It's time to unveil the mystery topic of the week. Cowabunga! You can only do so much with a trailer that has no voiceover, so I'm going to fade that out and just say that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are back in video game form with a 16-bit throwback to their arcade roots in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. So we got 10 questions all about the world of TMNT, from the video games to the cartoons to the movies, everything about our 4 favorite turtles. It's an important round, guys. 10 questions, 2 points for correct answer, 1 point for steal. Modifiers have been reactivated. Not much else to say other than, Ralph, we're going to start things off with you. Question number 1. Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, the creators of TMNT, founded this comics company in 1983, named after a vision that one might see in a desert.
Mirage Studios.
Or Mirage Comics. Yeah, Mirage Comics. Is correct. Thought that was a gimme, but that took you a second.
Studio now.
Okay. Ralph up 9 points. Question number two. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, is dedicated to this man, whose final film was the original TMNT movie and helped pioneer the animatronics and puppets used in it.
Wow. I had no idea. I'm going to have to go with multiple choice.
All right. We'll activate that modifier for you. We have Kevin Murphy, Jim Henson, or Bill Baird?
Jim Henson.
Yes, Jim Henson is correct. 2 points for James. Yeah. Up to seven. We'll go back over to Ralph now. Question number three. In 1990, the Turtles branched out into a live-action stage show musical, the Out of the Shell Tour, that was appropriately sponsored by this pizza chain.
Boy, I'll say Pizza Hut.
It's 1990s, it's Turtles. Of course, it's Pizza Hut. 2 more points for Ralph. I think I still have my free pizza sticker somewhere that I'll be able to cash in one of these days. I know it. All right, question number four. Back over to you, James. The first live-action TMNT film made history by becoming the highest-grossing independent film ever made. A record that stood for almost a decade until the Turtles were bested by this low-budget horror flick.
Ooh. I think I know what it is, but I'm going to do the take two, just in case I'm wrong.
All right, using the modifiers, I like them. What's your first guess?
First guess is going to be Saw.
Saw is incorrect. We have one guess remaining.
Is it Hostel?
No Eli Roth love, I'm sorry. Two guesses, damn, couldn't come up with it. Ralph, can you steal this one?
Yeah, can I do a take two?
Okay, you can do it. What's your first guess?
First guess is the Blair Witch Project.
And that's all you needed. Blair Witch is correct. Okay. Ralph up 12 points now to James' yeah. 7.
I didn't do the math right.
The other one was the Paranormal Activity. I was thinking it's got to be one of those two.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, Ralph, back over to you now for question number 5. You can extend your lead a little bit further. The idea for TMNT started as a parody of several comic tropes, but most directly, this Marvel hero who fights an evil group known as the Hand and has a mentor named Stick.
That's the Daredevil.
Yeah, that is Daredevil. 2 more points for Ralph. He's lapped you, James. Ralph is up 14 points to your 7, so you got to come back here a little bit. James, in TMNT2, The Secret of the Ooze, when Shredder transforms into Super Shredder, Francois Cho, the actor playing Shredder, is replaced with this professional wrestler, known to most wrestling fans as a founding member of the New World Order.
Known to me as Big Daddy Cool Diesel, that's Kevin Nash.
Yes, it is. 2 points for James.
Wow.
Well done.
I did not know that.
Kevin Nash. Yeah, you really can't see him at all. He's just a big guy in the Super Shredder suit, but that's Kevin Nash in there. Back over to Ralph. Question number 7. The first ever TMNT video game that was released was the infamously challenging 1989 NES title that, despite the steep difficulty curve, went on to win Game of the Year from this video gaming magazine.
Oh, boy. Electronics Gaming Monthly? Oh, no.
Ralph questioning himself, and rightfully so. That is incorrect. James, can you steal this one?
I mean, I don't think you guys had Games Master in the US, so it wouldn't have been that. So I'm gonna go with PC Gamer. I doubt that existed yet, but that's gonna be my only guess.
I'm sorry, not PC Gamer either. Ralph, did you have a second guess on this one?
Was it Nintendo Power?
It was Nintendo Power. Simple.
What?
Game of the Year.
What are you thinking?
Kind of like the Oscars, sometimes these choices don't really hold up over time. But what can you do?
It's the crash of video games.
Yeah.
All right, James, question number 8, back over to you. Though eventually scrapped, a fourth live-action movie from the original run of films was planned that would have been called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation and have introduced a fifth turtle. Eventually, in other TMNT media, a fifth turtle named Venus de Milo was introduced. However, in the original plan, the fifth turtle would have been instead given this moniker, the last name of a famous comic creator, and also of a Nintendo character.
Ooh. I'm going to do multiple choice.
All right, your options are Link, Kirby, Peach.
Kirby.
After Jack Kirby. That is correct. Two more points for you, James. Score is now 14 to 11, but we have a couple questions left to see what can happen. Ralph, question number 9. Judith Hoag, who played April O'Neil in the first TMNT movie, was given information about her character from this comedic actor who let her borrow his comic book collection while they were filming the movie Cadillac Man together.
Oh, boy. Let me do my plus 3. I haven't done that.
All right. Your options are Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, or Jim Carrey.
Oh, so it's not. I'm going to say Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is correct. Two more points for Ralph, pulling that out with his modifier. Nice work. And we're going to finish this off with question number 10. Back over to you, James. Although Vanilla Ice is usually who people think of when remembering music from the original TMNT films, this New York City hip-hop duo went to number one on the UK charts with their debut single, T-U-R-T-L-E Power, in 1990. Their 2015 follow-up, Rock the Half Shell, didn't fare quite as well.
I can hear it. It's great. I think I'd prefer that song. It's a really great song. I was 3 years old in 1990, and I remember listening to it a lot. I remember being a big fan of it. I have no idea who the artist is. I think Ralph will get it, so I'm going to swap this one out.
All right, using all the modifiers, I like it. Your alternate question, while sometimes mistaken as a subtitle for the third live-action TMNT film, this was actually the title of a beat-em-up TMNT arcade game that debuted in 1992 and was ported to the SNES the following year.
Would it be Turtles in Time?
Why, yes, it would. That's two more points for James, finishing us off. At the end of round two, we've got Ralph still ahead with 16 points, but James with a very solid 13 as we head into the face-off. Your category, TMNT live-action villains. So, gentlemen, aside from the Shredder, who appears in essentially every live-action film, I am looking for any major TMNT villain that has appeared in the currently 5 live-action TMNT films that exist that comprise the original trilogy and the 2 more recent films that star Megan Fox. Aside from the Shredder, there are 9 villains that appear on this list that are either from the Rogues Gallery of TMNT fame and or were created specifically for that individual film. 9 live-action TMNT villains. Can you name any of them? Ralph, we'll begin with you.
Let's go with Toka.
That is correct.
I will go with Razor.
All right, one film down. Back to you, Ralph.
I'll do Rocksteady.
Rocksteady is correct.
I didn't know they'd made the jump, so Bebop.
Yeah, from the newer films, Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, another WWE wrestler, Sheamus, played Rocksteady. Yeah. Let's go with Krang.
Also from the newer film.
I can see his animated version. I'm gonna assume he's in one of the newer versions. And I also can't pull any of the feudal Japan ones, so Doctor, let's guess that they named one after one of the creators. Let's go with Dr. Eastman.
The famed villain, Dr. Eastman. Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I thought from where you were setting us up, I thought you were going to give us another correct answer, because there is a doctor in this list, Dr. Baxter Stockman.
That's who I was thinking of.
We also had Karai, who was basically Shredder's assistant from the newer ones. We had Tatsu, who was his second-in-command in the first 2 films. And what I kind of figured that might be the linchpin of this face-off round, Lord Norinaga, who was in...
From 3.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Okay, well, overall, a solid round of trivia, guys. Ralph does still end with 19 points to James's 15, which means he has control going into the final hardest question in the world. Mm. right. A great month of trivia, guys. Nothing to be ashamed of. We're tied 2-2 each. And it's all going to come down to this question. Ralph, you know how this works? You have control?
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting question that might tie into some of your particular pop culture knowledge. I say this to both of you. So, Ralph, you may want to take this on yourself. If you do, you'll have multiple choice answers. You can solidify your victory. And you get bragging rights, at least until we do this again with you two. Maybe we can run it back. Or you can put this in James's hand, but you know what? He might be able to guess this one, or he just might know it. You have to make that decision right now with this question.
All right.
Gentlemen, the Foot Clan hideout in the first live-action TMNT film was filmed in an abandoned cement factory outside Wilmington, North Carolina. This location has actually been used several times in various famous and infamous films that have all sort of become cult classics. It was used as the set of Dino Hatton in 1993's Super Mario Brothers film, as well as a nightclub in this 1994 film that some have claimed is cursed. What are you thinking, Ralph?
I'm thinking I'm going to answer it myself. I think I'm ready. I mean, I could take the multiple choice, but I think I have a guess.
Well, would you like to hear the multiple choice just in case?
Yeah, but I kind of like the dramatics of just like guessing.
This cockiness is really it's out of character for you, Ralph.
Before I say anything, okay. James, do you think you have an idea of what this might be?
Because
Ralph has said he's going to answer it. So
Ralph is going to answer it. I don't, but I think I could get it with the multiple choice.
Okay. Well, Ralph, I mean, it's your party. You guys are tied. This is going to be the definitive win. If you want to throw
like
it out,
this
just
is
throw
either
it out.
Gonna be this, I feel like it's more of a dunk on James if I just answer it, but I don't want to lose. I'm just going to say it. I think I'm just going to go for it.
I love this.
I feel like people have been giving their money for the Patreon deserve the dramatics.
Absolutely.
This is what
is this a, is this a first? Someone just flat out not accepting the multiple choice?
Probably for good reason, but yes, it is a first.
This is going to be great.
I'm going to do it. I think, oh man.
Look, Ralph, whatever
I mean,
happens,
wrong,
whatever happens, I respect
wrong.
You. I respect you.
I'm going to say The Crow.
A cement factory, North Carolina, was Dino Hatton in Super Mario Brothers, and Top Hat's nightclub in The Crow. Ralph, you are a literal genius. You have won this round, and you have this month.
Well-deserved win.
That's the way you finish out a month of trivia, folks. Well done, sir.
I mean, what were the ones that you picked? Because I'm really curious because...
Your multiple choice answers would have been, in addition to The Crow, The Misfits, or The Omen 3.
I would have got it with the multiple choice if I'd done well enough to get there.
Well, across dinosaurs, astronauts, music sensations, gods of thunder, and turtles... Ralph, congratulations. You, sir, are a literal genius, and you have won this round of trivia. But, James, nothing to sneeze at. I mean, you did a wonderful job. This was a great month of trivia. Happy to have you guys back at any point if you want to run this back or pair up with other people. I think that would be a lot of fun. Regardless, make sure you check these guys out at Live Action Star Wars. You guys are doing great work over there. I really do love your show. I always watch every episode on YouTube. Make sure to check out more of James's writing at tinyletter.com/James Hewlett. That's H-E-W-L-E-T-T. And everything at Ralph can be found over at casinoskunk.com, including his other podcast, Key the Music, all about film soundtracks. You do a lot of great stuff over there, Ralph. I know that's your passion as well.
Thank you.
And check us out at literalgeniuspodcast.com, which you guys already know. So I'll just say, have your job this week be to tell a friend of yours about Literal Genius. And we've got a new month of trivia with new topics and new guests coming out next week. And I don't think it'd be more dramatic than the way we ended this time, but we'll see about it next time. Ralph, James, wonderful job, you two. It's been so much fun. And we'll talk to you guys at home next week here on Literal Genius.